This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Two, three, four.
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
I was just waiting for the hair joke. I was just waiting for the hair joke to happen.
Yeah,
you look like I can feel that my hair is standing up on end on one side.
You look like a flamboyant penguin.
Yeah,
a flamboyant penguin.
Right,
that's a specific breed.
That's a very specific thing. Or like, I mean, I'm fine with that.
Hulk Hogan without his wig on.
Come on, man.
What?
Don't go looping me you're not into saying Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, don't say he looks like a racist adulterer.
No, that's not what that wasn't the intention. That was just specifically the hair.
If you had asked me 25 years ago, you would have told me that Hulk Hogan would be a...
You mean the greatest American hero of our times?
Yeah.
Kind of got blown out of...
Sucks.
Proportion a little bit.
Yeah. Sucks. If you had told me my childhood crush would end up an anti-vaccine.
You're...
Wait, who's that?
Ann Coulter.
Spoilers.
Come on now.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's not right. All right, well, let's get this this mini-sode started. How about that? Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
The C is for mini.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
There's no C in mini.
It's a silent C.
And my name is Jeremy C. Balin. Thank you so much for tuning in to this mini-sode, fellas. We have a smattering of voicemails to go through.
Cool.
Just a little smickle smackerel.
Yeah. What do you think? You want to, should we go right into it?
Yeah.
You
guys really is it okay if we dive?
Right? Really
is it okay if we
jump
dive
right
in?
Into it, huh?
I think
it's
we can dive
like
in.
It's not like you guys are watching the internet and, you know, one of the people that you...
I'm sorry, watching the internet?
Yeah, watching it, checking for it, making sure all your friends are accounted for on there.
Remember back in 94 when we always used to gather around the internet and watch it?
You know?
Wanted it because we only had one in the whole neighborhood.
Right. And it was black and white.
I'm just saying if you guys, you know, don't...
Oh, you talk about the World War? Do you talk about the World War One internet? Oh, yeah. That stuff is just.
It's
had a horse pull it around the neighborhood. It was just. It couldn't get anywhere.
Well,
it's cool. I just don't know if you guys know because maybe you're not the biggest hockey fans or anything, but you know, NBC Sports picked it up and.
What is he talking about?
People Magazine picked it up.
You talk about your freaking reunion.
It was a big deal. It wasn't a real reunion. It was a partial thing. But there was some fun stuff happening.
Yeah,
they took my videos and my pictures from my Instagram, and they didn't.
What do you mean?
They didn't ask.
What do you mean? They don't have to.
They don't have to ask because it's public
domain.
Because I said I showed everybody. That means they can show them too.
Now next time, put a little at. D. Tamborelli on there, you know what I mean?
Or put an ad for weight loss tea.
Ooh, what's weight loss tea?
You know what I mean? You can be an Instagrufluencer.
Oh,
you
yeah,
can be
yeah,
an
yeah.
An Instafluencer.
An Instafluencer.
You should watch out for the Instaflu, which is very dangerous this time of year.
Yeah, well.
It's acute.
I feel like I would have, you know, if there really was an Instaflu, I would have gotten one because that thing went.
You might have gotten a short-term flu instead.
The most likes I've ever gotten from anything ever. So, like, people are really into it. Like, really.
And you were...
More than my wedding.
Right. And
more than, like, the most special parts of my life that I like to share
and
on Instagram.
And you're Tommy Flu, and your sister's name was...
Tammy.
Flu.
Tammy Flu. Son of a bitch.
Gotcha.
Wow.
That's what I mean,
Tammy.
How did
you get that far? Yeah.
Do a little work.
But it was cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And there'll be a fun thing that I can share whenever they decide to share it.
Cool.
And it was...
Who's they?
The Anaheim Ducks. Because it's their 25th anniversary.
Why didn't they just name themselves the Mighty Ducks?
The franchise, well, because I think they were the Mighty Ducks. The first 2 years, they were the Mighty Ducks. And then they changed it to the... the Ducks.
I don't I don't know why they didn't stick with it.
I don't know, because you know there's a lot of other
California outfield Angels. They dropped the outfield
pop
part.
Quiz hotshot. What are the three NHL teams that don't have an S at the end of their name?
There's the Montreal Rage.
No.
could be a team.
The Memphis Machine.
Nope.
What do you tell?
Come on.
Are you four of them?
Seriously? There's three of them.
Seriously?
Oh, three.
There's three of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You really want to talk about this?
I'm just asking.
Just right now.
I'm just saying at the moment. Is there anything you can... Can you think about it?
Well, I think about that one single Ranger that I met that one time, that New York Ranger.
It's not...
All by himself. skated up a storm. I mean, saying he was all over the ice in 94. I remember him winning it.
I'm just curious if you know these things. That's all.
Enlighten us. Me and Jeremy, the hockey... virgins. I guess that's kind of redundant.
There's the Minnesota Wild.
There's the Wild, right? I know all these.
Which sounds like...
Oh, you're looking at it. I don't even want to
hear
it.
What are you talking about?
You're cheating. Looking at it, you
cheating
bastard.
This is the earliest fact check ever.
Let's not forget the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, yes. Who can forget the multiple lightnings of the Tampa Bay Lightnings? And then...
Uh-huh. What else, Dan?
Oh, you tell me the last one.
The Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah. I hate to use a gendered collective noun, so I won't. They sound like women's soccer team names. They sound or NBA or WNBA team names. Like there were very like there were specific
because they're like sort of because they make
no because
it like
they're. Because they're concepts.
Like,
no, because they're concepts.
Yeah, they haven't been weathered.
The New
like
York
these
Liberty
teams.
I'm saying the New York Liberty. That's a concept. That's not like a plural noun. Like we got pounded by the Bears. We got run over by the Bears. We didn't get like, you know, exposed by the Liberty. You know what I mean? There's an avalanche is an event,
right?
You're not like a bunch of male sheep called Rams that cheat their way into the Super Bowl.
Valid.
You know what I'm saying? Like we in other sports team names, we usually use the plural nouns. And in the last, I want to say 10 years, 15 years, and since the WNBA, we've gone into these other. Mm. And I think the MLS.
You think it's
the MLS has also contributed to that horribly.
Yes,
the soccer teams that we have.
Interesting.
Go ahead, Dan. You were saying.
No, I was just saying I wasn't making a correlation just between.
I shouldn't say that it's gendered because I think the MLS does the same thing. It's just that a couple of those pop for me as a WNBA team because it seems just like an intangible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Liberty. You know, it's like we could dribble around these statues. You know what I mean? You don't want to make your mascot the statues. You don't want to be the New York Statues of Liberty,
but
it's an iconic thing about New York.
Sure.
So you want to be the New York Liberty, but it's a concept. It's not, you know.
But why do you need a team that sounds ferocious like the Bears or like the Panthers
or the Wolverines
or anything that could kill you? Basically.
Yeah. Well, what about something gentle like the Sloths?
We were the Mustangs, and I guess you could get stomped to death. My high school. Junior high, elementary.
Sometimes they kill them for fun.
Right.
It's horrible
I don't think anybody like you know. Seems that's not an animal I'd be afraid of per se.
Which
the horse, the Mustang.
Why not? They're wild.
Yeah, they're wild.
They're out there running free.
All right.
No, I mean just don't get in their way.
Look,
don't try and fence them in. Is what I'm saying.
My question.
Don't try to take away their liberty.
Slow your Mustang down. Okay?
Yeah. Don't take away their liberty.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah. I always thought that too. It was like, why are we? You know, the Supersonics. Why? What is that? Why am I scared of the Supersonics?
Seattle was headquarters of Boeing.
I know, but it's like I'm not afraid of supersonics.
Well if you were another country, you would be.
Well, not only that, like they're not. I think you just like sort of you found a rule and then you found an exception to it right away. So maybe it's not a rule.
Mm-hmm,
I think it's just that we usually use plural nouns.
Right. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Less of a. An angry animal and
less of a connotation to it. Rawr. For the listener, I'm doing some scare claws.
Right. Well, speaking of scare claws, how about we get into these voicemails? There you go. Bird of prey.
Bird of prey?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
That was my Toronto Raptors.
Wow. That's Raptor. Not... Raptor. Yeah. There was a single Raptor. Hit the button, Jeremy. Quick. Danny's eyeing me.
I'm not looking at now. I am. Now I'm looking at you.
Hey, Danny and Mike and Jeremy. This is Jen.
Hey,
from
Jen.
Kentucky. I was listening to the 78th episode, and I was having some technical difficulties with it towards the end.
Uh-oh.
I was just wondering if other people were having the same. Thanks so much for the content. Love you guys.
Hey, Jen. Jen. Are you in the Cincinnati area? What's going on?
I think so. She's a northern, she's one of my people.
Northern Kentucky. We love those people. So.
Was episode 78 one of the funky ones?
Yeah, there is. You're absolutely right.
Sorry, Jen.
It's really hot in this podcast studio, and I haven't figured out the AV, so it was overheating and causing glitches. But we figured it out. We've got a fan on that shit now. But yeah, thanks for... bringing that up, Jen.
This was good.
So we're gonna basically we're gonna James Brown you. Okay, you've been.
We're gonna find you for not
for
good.
Every weird warble on the podcast.
Warble. You can get a warble fine, a wow, and a flutter fine. Jeremy, we're gonna have to find.
Yeah,
I'm gonna bust you down for any flutter.
Okay.
Okay. Well. Play the next one.
Hi, Polar Kings. My name
Polar
is Poppy. I've interacted with. Michael C on Twitter.
Oh, of course you have.
Mr. Tamborelli on Instagram, oh, just a little bit.
Okay.
But,
hey, Poppy.
I am still an internet stranger. I don't know. Maybe you'd remember. My avatar in both places is a cartoon cat face. But anyway, we're all busy people.
It's true.
I really cartoon sympathize cat faces are everywhere. Or empathize. I never know which one's which. Anyway,
it's
I felt
with.
A lot of feels. When Danny was telling the story about how he accidentally barbecued his houseplant. Dude, I'm so glad your apartment didn't burn down.
Yeah, me too.
I have a pretty bad track record of burning my pots dry, like putting on water to boil.
Oh, yeah.
Toddling off and
yeah.
forgetting about them.
The very worst
time was my best friend had an enameled tea kettle. The kind that usually has those obnoxious whistles. And we took the whistle out because it was horrible. So one time I put the kettle on, forgot about it, came back into the kitchen and found the kettle had fused itself to the electric burner element.
Oh,
on the stovetop.
Shit.
So you now had a new.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
A new combination appliance of tea kettle and stove.
That's problem with the tea kettle and stove is it's impossible to get the water out.
Oh, yeah, no, you just have to get a jack and tip the stove
over. You tip the stove, yeah.
Poppy, I can sympathize. I've definitely left a cast iron pan on the burner too long after seasoning. Mm. You know, when anybody tells you, hey, you're not, shut up, it's seasoning right now. But then I might have seasoned it. Yeah, I might have seasoned it for a half hour one time and set off the fire alarm, the smoke alarm. So
that takes a while to cool off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like when you get past
cast iron,
when you get past ash into like this gray place.
Well,
all right. Well, here, there's a little more.
I'm really glad that.
Yeah, Poppy, what happened next?
Yeah, Poppy, we don't know it.
And. I think it took 2 weeks before we could crack the kettle off.
Wow.
I don't know. It was a very, very, very scary, terrible thing. The weird thing was that it didn't make any weird smell. Like, you'd think that would have stunk up the whole apartment.
Yes,
it was
that's a good point.
Apartment.
When you burned the plants,
no,
did it stink it up?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it stunk it
the
up.
The worst
good.
Part.
It smelled like a
the inside of the kettle
this
was
like religious.
So you know that I released like
a
buttload of tetrafluoropolymer,
perfluoro, yes,
Teflon
exactly.
Bullshit into
yes.
the air.
There's like all kinds
all
of triple bonds.
And then soon, so did I. Think of that moment from The Simpsons all the time. Yeah, that's my story about burning things.
Well, glad you didn't burn your house down.
Yeah, and you didn't fuse any more.
Sorry, it wasn't
kettles.
More entertaining.
What, nobody said
okay,
it.
Okay, guys. Cheers.
More entertaining than what?
Poppy, that
cheers
was
to you,
fine.
Poppy.
Thank you for sharing your story.
And you know that
checking in to make sure my apartment didn't burn down.
Yeah.
None of that's happened since.
I'm
I stopped
enameled.
Putting my pot in my dry plants.
You don't put your pot in your dry plants anymore?
Not anymore.
Where do you put it?
I put it in the sink now.
Oh,
all the
just
time?
Buy an ashtray like a normal human being.
Yeah. How does your wife, does she object to that?
No.
Really?
I don't really do that.
I didn't think so. You don't have like a waste plant that you just dump all your pot in? Like one you don't care about anymore?
No, I have an ashtray. Thank you very much.
Oh, he does have an ashtray.
I just like, I've always, and this is, somebody told me this. There's no evidence to back it up. I never even checked on it. He's like, it's okay, man. Just put fucking potash in the plant. It's good for the plant.
He didn't mean potassium, though.
No.
Yeah.
Potassium.
Yeah.
I didn't put any bananas in my...
Well, that's where you... That's why I caught on fire. You needed some of that banana to liquefy it.
But I think about ketamine and not potassium.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
Speaking of fish. Thanks, Poppy. Thanks for leaving that voicemail. We do appreciate it.
We were excited, and we're sorry about the enameled wear. We know it happens, and sometimes people get those as gifts or whatever.
Hey, it's good that it didn't smell, though, even though you released horrible chemicals into the air.
That's scary.
Maybe they're just silent killers. This may not be a good thing.
What Poppy, call back to let us know that you're alive.
Yeah, just please, you know what, do a baseline right now of your neurological functions and then again in 6 months and see if anything.
Straight from Dr. Mike.
Okay, so
all right,
Jeremy's moving on to our next voicemail here coming from...
From a gentleman named Ryan. I believe a gentleman. Could be a lady.
And you too can call him at 347-470-8150.
Hey, guys. My name is Ryan.
It is a Ryan.
I grew up, you know, watching you guys. I just wanted to say thank you for then and thank you for now, keeping the magic alive.
Not much of a question, Ryan.
Keeping the nostalgia strong.
Thank you, buddy. That's really cool.
I live over in Humboldt County, California.
Okay, let's pause that
for
right
the listener. For the listener, for the listener, Danny and I both just involuntarily made these like rock devil horns with our with our hands when he said Humboldt County. Moving on, go ahead, Jeremy.
If you're ever in the area, look me up. Hold on to my number.
You're gonna bleep out the number, right, Jeremy?
Check out the birthplace of SpongeBob SquarePants.
What?
True.
He was born in the forest?
Great time. But yeah, I just want to say thank you, and you know, I appreciate you.
Wow.
Ryan, that's really cool, man.
Yeah, very nice. We appreciate you, too.
Thank you for bringing some love from the northern part of California.
Humboldt.
It's the tastiest.
Absolutely.
Pretty tasty up there.
Yeah, it makes some good cheese up there, the Humboldt fog.
I didn't know you guys were into magic.
So magic?
You guys have been making magic for years, and...
In various people's lives, for sure.
No, we are talking about actual magic. Like, I have been practicing my magic.
Oh, what have you been doing? Magic the Gathering? Or how many mana points do you have? What?
No Mox Pearls here.
Are you talking about Kathy Najimy practical magic then? What are we talking about here?
I like that you brought up the mock. Danny and I wrote a pilot, and in it was, we were like, what's the most expensive Magic the Gathering card in one of
them?
We
had to look it up.
The Mox Pearl. So
we
now
had to look it up.
Every time I did the same thing
it means something to
when
you.
When I talked to somebody who was big into Magic the Gathering, I was like, oh yeah, what about a Mox Pearl?
Like, his eyes went like this.
Actually it was John from the Bradshaw Boys, and he was like, he saw all the cards out there and he was like, oh man, do you got any magic cards? And I was like, oh, I think I got a Mox Pearl laying around. That's not
probably
true.
It's probably stains. You know, I don't need it.
I sneezed on it.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to another one.
Thank you, Ryan. That was really nice.
Hi, guys. This is Joe Albenzi from Ohio. I have a couple questions.
Hi, Joe.
First off, I'm a huge Nickelodeon Studios fan.
Not a
I never
question.
Had the chance to go as a kid, so I live vicariously through YouTube videos.
You're invited.
I'm so into the studios. I managed to get a few squares of original toilet paper from the first few years they opened.
She wants to know if you will wipe your butt.
They had Nick Splat logos on the toilet paper.
Oh, okay.
I've taken so much as souvenirs, but they stopped making it. I have some squares in a display frame, and it's the pride of my collection. I even mailed a few squares to a buddy of mine that loves the studios. The look on the post office worker's face when I told her I was mailing squares of toilet paper was absolutely priceless.
Yeah.
Anyhow, my question is for Danny.
I bet it was.
Do you have any stories or fond memories of working in the studios? Also, do you get nostalgic at all or sad when you see what it now looks like? And Michael, if you spent any time there, same question. Also, I saw a picture of you with long hair and braids. You should totally bring that style back. And not to leave Jeremy out of this question extravaganza, what was your favorite Saturday morning cartoon?
Nice.
Thanks, guys. I'm a huge fan of the podcast, and I hope to someday finally meet all three of you at a convention or a show in the future. Bye.
Thank you so much, Jill. That's Jill. Really sweet. Yeah.
Very nice of you. Shout out to Ohio.
So represent. When you go first.
Okay, Jill, when you're in Humboldt County, just come and see us and Ryan.
Yeah, we'll be hanging there.
We'll give you his number.
Yes. Yeah, hold on to his number.
Well, Saturday morning cartoons.
God, there's so many good ones.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with one of my early favorites,
Super Friends.
And this one's the one. Get ready to call me old.
Oh, the Little Rascals.
No, Kung Fu
E,
Kung Fu-y.
Kung Fu-y.
Kung Fu-y.
Right.
I used to have a Kung Fu-y doll that my mom made me out of like one of those things that you can just iron, you know, like stitch together. Basically, they send you the
not
stuff.
Hong Kong Fu-y.
Hong Kong Fui.
He skipped the first word. He's the
number one super guy?
Hong Kong Fui.
Hong
you're
Kong
right.
Hong Kong Fui.
Not,
yes. The number yes. one super
not,
guy.
I remember not Kung having Fui. That. I think he just turned it into David Carradine.
Wow.
Kung Fui.
Kung Fui.
Yeah, Kung Fui. It's like, imagine if he had that detachment and was, instead of being a number one super guy, was actually just a wanderer who just like righted wrongs everywhere and was like, you know, people occasionally messed with him.
Kung Fu Fui.
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu. Oh, Kung Fu. Yes.
I remember. So that's your favorite number one?
I mean, from early childhood, yes. I mean, I love the turtles and stuff too. I mean, it just yeah.
For Danny, I would say probably his biggest thrill about the studio was
wait a
peeing.
Wait,
was,
you had a question. In
was
too.
Peeing on every single square of toilet paper and then letting it dry out.
I did.
Jill, you got his DNA.
And then let it dry back out.
That's smart. It was a smart idea. There was only the shake. Anyway, I'm going to let myself out.
The question was, did you spend any time at those studios?
I think just the one New Year's Eve with Mark Wiener and Lori Beth Denberg over by the Fountain of Slime.
You also did a Figure It Out. Don't sell yourself short.
I did a Figure It Out family style, and also I was slimed, which was in Nickelodeon Studios. Yeah, I think it was like... it was like Danny's dressing room, and then backstage was like rest of family.
Yeah. So oh, I'm was, sure.
What?
Yeah.
So
I'm sure Dan.
So I'm sure. So
Danny got his own. Oh yeah, yeah. I did. So what? So what if I did? So what if I did?
So
sitting
Jill,
there
I would
playing my bass.
Jill, I would say that
picking up
I don't
cigarette
remember.
Butts.
I don't remember too much, but it was. It probably could improve. On the other hand. I'm keeping my hair short, but I did just take out that that jacket that I wore in that picture last night and look at it because I have some sewing I need to do, and I'm still putting more patches on it. So keep the faith.
Awesome,
thank you.
Wow,
we could get you a wig, a dread
of my own of my own hair. Give me a Pippi Longstocking. That's what I looked
like. Take a little while, Dan. Yeah. What about what's your response?
I
should have pissed on all that toilet paper, man.
No. I have a lot of good memories from that place. That place was so much fun.
Have you ever tried to dry pissed paper, pissed toilet paper? It's just, you need a rack for that.
You need a rack. Sorry. I was just going to say.
TP rack.
That place was great. It was a lot of fun memories. Some in particular, I guess. I don't know. Every time we had lunch, I had enough time to go and do like a Jaws or a... you know, Back to the Future.
That's great that you can measure time by in such a specific, you know, I'll be back in two Jaws.
Yeah, and like, Back look, to the I'm going to just go ride. I'm just going to go ride, you know, the Hanna-Barbera ride twice because it's the closest one to the studio. So I can hit that twice and then come back.
That's nice.
Those are super perks of the studios.
Can I have a dollar? Can I borrow $5? I'll be back in half a Laugh Olympics. dating it for Jeremy.
Thank you. Hong Kong Fui.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sending that.
Yeah, Jill, that was really sweet.
Thank you. That's very nice. One more here, gents.
Sure. Do it.
I have questions.
Who doesn't?
Concerning Artie.
Oh, yeah.
In particular.
Who is this?
Why is he the way he is?
Who are you?
Also, okay. The quality control guy from the episode.
Oh, it's back to 34. Yeah.
That guy seemed really sad. Is he okay?
He was uptight.
Did he ever find anyone to hang out with? Also, Pete's mom, how does she get to airports? It seems
great question.
Like a debacle.
Yeah.
She has to wait on the side.
In a cargo hold.
That's all the questions we have.
It's more than one.
Can you please verify if she received TV channels and what they were?
Oh yeah. No, no, she got radio.
Is she alive?
Well, this is going by too fast for us to answer all these questions.
Number 201, 304. Just want to chat.
Chat.
Of course, yeah, we'd be happy
we're
to
chatting
chat
with you okay. right now.
That was like that was a New Jersey area code. I just like to say so they.
Hey, he did
that's
the bye.
He did the bye. That was a New Jersey area code, so he's definitely
okay. Jersey
local.
Guy who doesn't want to say his name.
Yeah. Let's call him Frank.
What's up, Rutz?
Yeah,
Rutz Hot.
Let's call him Rut.
We'll call him Rut.
So wait, what were Rut's questions?
Rut's questions were, what was the deal with Artie? Like, why? And which is fair because you. Yeah.
Also, how does your mom get through the airport was another big question.
Artie could have been a figment of our imaginations, but that entire water line would have been full of strychnine, so everyone would be tripping.
Well, not only that, but that would have mean that everybody's house was a quarter inch to the right, so they all would have missed their keys.
Yeah.
They all would have missed the keyhole when they were putting in their keys.
Or he was just a real superhero, and that shit happens sometimes, and you know you got to keep your eyes peeled.
Good call. He also wanted to
TSA.
Know.
TSA.
Yeah, no, he wanted to know
Metal
which TV channels mom's plate got, and we said it was radio. She got Cubs games from Chicago,
yeah,
which is good because we were nowhere.
WGN.
Yeah, we were nowhere near Chicago, but somehow we got the special radio waves.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, thanks,
and
Mysterious.
Mom's TSA.
Weren't there other weird questions in there?
Mom's TSA question?
Yeah. What I mean, at this
TSA,
how did she fly?
The TSA is cool with her. She's got priority.
Yeah, she flew wrapped up in. She flew, not flied. She flew wrapped in rubber.
Rubber.
Does that work? Lead?
I don't know. It's lead.
No.
How about one last one for the old minisode?
Do it.
Guys?
Do it.
All right, here it is. This is going to be from Matt.
Hi there. This is Matt Susco. I was calling to say I really love your show. It makes me very happy and makes traffic on the road bearable.
Nice. Oh, good.
You guys are awesome. Keep going. Also, if you could give me any advice of any sort about putting stuff on Patreon, that would be awesome. Yeah. I have digital kaleidoscopic art. Been doing it since 1999.
Wow.
I'd like some advice on how to get people to come to my Patreon from you and Mike and Jeremy, because I think you all are very awesome. Thanks to you, I went to Shady Maple a second time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Come to Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
I remember when you noted the first Shady Maple visit with a cool photo.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I love that you went to Shady Maple
Hell yeah, dude.
That's the way to go.
I don't know if your doctor loves that you went to Shady Maple twice, but we're looking out for
you. You can't do it 2 days in a row.
What about the people? What happens to the people who live around there?
Oh, man.
I think people that live around there, you know, I think it's like Vegas for, you know, people who work there. They're like, oh yeah, it's Vegas. You know, same way here. Like we're spoiled here.
You
like
don't,
you're
going to
be
gamble.
Spoiled. They don't go all the time, I bet. Or they did enough of it where they're like, I can't do this.
Well, living in New York is like, I don't even get out of bed without a slice of pizza. You know what I mean? That's how it is. I leave like a half finished slice of pizza in my cup of water at night I'm going to bed.
You have the Mirthmobile licorice thing, right? Where you just pull
dispenser,
a slice out.
Yeah. Oh, I have a slice dispenser. Even better.
Right above your bed, yes.
See, if Wayne's World took place in New York, that's what would happen.
Yeah.
Matt, you're going to be fine because people love kaleidoscopes and radial symmetry. They love that shit.
Yeah. As far as Patreon goes, like, we might not be the best people to ask.
Yeah, we'd be terrible, but because Jeremy was going to tell us.
Anybody who's listening right now, if you like what you hear, or if you don't like it, but you like us.
Check out Matt Susco.
Yeah,
exactly.
Check him out and check us out. And we have, our Patreon is changing and growing as we grow with you.
That's right.
Sorry, so, Glasgow.
So the only advice we would say is just promote the shit out of it. I don't know what else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could talk to Amanda Palmer about it. She'll give you a real good.
I'm not sure they're friends, but
I'm just saying you can.
Are you friends with her?
You can tweet at her.
Are you friends?
Just saying she she crushed the
oh yeah,
the, she crushed the format. Original. She's the OG. So, yeah.
But also the last podcast on the left, they yes, they crushed it as well. Mm-hmm. You know what the key is that we found out is constant, and we haven't pulled it off, I don't think yet. But we're going to this year is going to be our Patreon year. Hopefully, we're going to be putting a lot more content on there and interacting a lot more on there, specifically Danny and Mike. But
not Jeremy. Jeremy's been doing fine. No, Jeremy's been doing fine. We have been slacking.
Yeah.
If they made
group effort. But yeah, so as far as I know, the one thing that works is
persistence, Matt, and also stick-to-itiveness.
Put content up, put it up. Especially if people like your original idea, they'll pivot with you. So but yeah, thanks so much. Is there any other questions we missed?
I think he wanted
to Pittsburgh. Yeah. That was a question.
Really?
Yeah, more of a statement, but this kind of a question inside of a statement.
I mean, Primanti Brothers is artery clogging, but so are a lot of other things. So I would just say I liked a lot of things about Pittsburgh, and I would recommend that people go there and check out Matt's art. It's kaleidoscopic.
Absolutely. And I used to be a big shit talker about Pittsburgh.
About Pittsburgh? Well, that's just because you had a Cincinnati complex.
But now I'm dating a Pittsburgher, and well...
You know, is that what you call them, Pittsburghers?
Is Pittsburghers, I think they call them.
I'm going Pittsburghers. I see what you did there.
Yeah, but anyway.
Well, Mr. This was a fun little...
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Thank you for the call, and thank you everyone for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Jill, Ryan, Lisa.
No name, Bob, what do we call him?
Poppy.
We call him Rut.
Yeah.
Poppy.
But thanks so much. If you want to get in on the action, call us, 347-470-8150 and leave us a message. We will potentially play it on air and answer whatever questions, comments, concerns that you have. We could do concerns, I think.
By calling it, Danny and Mike, you therefore give an
earlier. That's our
inside all.
And that's why Mike never got any of those law speed radio commercials, is because you can never understand them.
Yeah, the micro machine.
Micro machine.
It was always beating me.
Yeah. All right, well, do check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/TheAdventures. Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, I'm sorry. No adventures, just Danny and Mike with the N spelled out. Also, check us out on the interwebs. We're doing a tour. Check that out. We'll be in Florida, New York. Let's see.
Pennsylvania.
Those are all the states.
Those are good states.
You can get ticket links at DannyandMike.com.
/
No slashes. Well, it could be a slash, but just go to DannyandMike.com.
Just go to DannyandMike.com. You'll figure it out.
We'll let the slashes figure themselves out.
That's right. And you could catch my man right here, Mr. Michael, at Michael C. Morona on the Twits. Go ahead and give him an argument. And then Mr. Danny Tamborelli is at D. Tamborelli. If you want to send him any sort of, I don't know.
Congratulations. But if you want to send him pictures, it's at Danny Tamborelli.
That's right. That's Instagram.
Right.
Yep. Thanks so much for tuning into this mini. Oh, and I'm Jeremy.
Don't forget yourself, man.
Yeah, check me out. I'm at Remy Balin, at Jeremy Balin on the Instagram. And we will be back for another rousing one of these episodes. Thank you much for tuning in.
Danny and Mike returns.
The return. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyandMike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.